Shopify helped businesses break sales records over the holidays with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And, we're going to hear a word from Nancy Pelosi, but also this thing with Epstein, it's been all through the news. And we have a very well-known former Fox News contributor or anchor who thinks that Epstein may still be alive. Anyhow, go ahead, Ken, and take it away.
Him, the race to ban Trump from the 2024 election heats up as Nancy Pelosi tells George Stephanopoulos that states can overrule Constitution and ban Trump from presidential ballot. We have this video and so much more coming up on the Gateway Pundit's Weekend Review. Well, my name's Elijah Schaefer, and our top story is concerning. The Gateway Pundit reports by Christina Lila that Nancy Pelosi told the general public on air that Trump can be banned from ballots. I don't want you to trust me and take my word for it. Watch the video for yourself. Here it is.
If you believe he engaged in insurrection under the plain meaning of the 14th Amendment, you believe he's ineligible to be president.
Those laws, you know, those are up to the states. They have different laws from state to state. I don't think he should ever have been president.
It's the Constitution.
But nonetheless, there is a view of the Constitution in Article 14, Section 3, that he should not be able to run for president. But that's not the point. The point now is, again, different states have different laws. We don't think in California that it applied in our state. That's what the decision was made here. But anyway, not to go into that because that's very intricate.
But we happen to believe that Trump can be banned from the ballot, which is showing you that this was never about democracy. Just the other day, a senator misquoted Benjamin Franklin's quote, even replacing the word republic with the democracy. That's all we've heard about for a decade has been we need to preserve our democracy, which accelerated under Trump. And now they're not even using the word democracy anymore. It's about having a autocratic, technocratic, whatever you want to call it, authoritarian regime. And that's not the most insane thing. Speaking of insanity and what was going on, Joe Biden also clearly is not the president of the United States. If you look at this story by Christina Lila, it says he's shot. Joe Biden shocks the public as he wanders around confused upon landing in Delaware. It seems like every day we get more and more insane stories about this guy. Check out this video for yourself. You tell me what you think. Well, it looks like Joe Biden's lost. I mean, this is getting sad at this point. A lot of people point out, oh, well, he's got dementia. There's some other problem with him. And it's probably true. But the fact that they're so brazen about it is what upsets me, that they don't even care that we notice. Right? They were trying to hide it at first. Now he walks out with a CPAP machine scar on his face. He's got ice cream dripping off of his chin, has Adderall pumping through his dilated pupils. And then the White House just says, hey, you're the weirdo for noticing this. I'm getting tired of this. And we have to bring up an update about the Epstein files. A weird story popped up this weekend. Breaking news that Epstein fixer office was burglarized and the computer servers were stolen hours before the documents dumped. Epstein fixer Michael Citrick told Los Angeles Magazine that thieves broke into the Brentwood office over the New Year's holiday and stole his computer servers just hours before a tranche of Epstein documents were unsealed and released to the public. Judge Loretta Preska on Wednesday unsealed the first cache of documents from lawsuits related to Jeffrey Epstein's abuse, which potentially included names of over 150 people. The first set of documents detailed Ghislaine Maxwell's recruiting techniques, Prince Andrew's abuse of the trafficked victims, and Bill Clinton's fondness for young girls. A second cache of Epstein docs was unsealed on Thursday. It goes on to say that according to the second documents obtained by the Gateway Pundit and reviewed by a reporter, one Epstein victim, a minor teen dubbed Jane Doe 3, said she was trafficked to prominent American politicians to obtain potential blackmail information. Epstein also sexually trafficked the then minor Jane Doe, making her available for sex to politically connected and financially powerful people. Epstein's purposes in lending Jane Doe, along with other young girls, to such powerful people were to ingratiate himself with them for business, personal, political, and financial gain, as well as to obtain potential blackmail information. The documents describe Jane Doe number 3. Now, according to the magazine, one of Epstein's fixers, Michael Citrick, was burglarized shortly before the first cache of documents was released earlier this week. Los Angeles Magazine reported that Jeffrey Epstein previously paid Michael $30,000 a month to help him with crisis management after the New York Post dropped a hit piece on Prince Andrew and Epstein. Citrick, Los Angeles Magazine, that if he had any documents related to Epstein, that they were not on the servers that were stolen, but I don't know about that. It's always the mop-up operation is what's always most concerning to me. The fact that we get these releases, we never really see any accountability, and then we find out that half the information is gone. Even though they say it's safe, you know that's not true at all. Also, one of the strange things that you might not have picked up as well from Colin Leinbarger reported on the GatewayPundit.com that Hillary Clinton was named in the latest Epstein document release. Another tranche of Epstein documents was released by the Gateway Pundit. Previous batches of the files were unsealed over the past 2 days. And one of the evidence is already reported several times before, including this. But one of the main things that was crazy was that Hillary Clinton was one of the named in the group of people whose names were searched in Ghislaine Maxwell's phone and emails. So apparently she had communication with them. And as one can see below, Hillary is among many witnesses. You can see this located directly here and highlighted in yellow. It's very odd and it's strange. And it hasn't been the best week for the Clintons. But in pop culture, there was a resurgence, though, with a very popular podcast appearance by the comedian Cat Williams, who revealed a lot of this stuff about blackmail and what goes on in these environments, telling us what happens to people who sell their souls in Hollywood and how they end up essentially finding themselves in compromising positions. Let's go ahead and let's listen to this.
Himself.
Are you not afraid about being blackballed again? These are some power people.
What do you mean again? These people are not powerful. Satan can't create anything. That includes blessings for his people. That's why, you know what the number one job of somebody that sold their soul in Hollywood is?
What?
Is to act like it didn't happen. They all do the same job. Why do you think Gary Owen can't cross over and he already white and been in comedy for 25 years? If what I say ain't the case. It's a cabal. It's a consortium. They rock with who they rock with and they don't with who they don't. But I'm not scared of being the competition any more than you were when you lined up across from a superior team. Yeah, on paper, they're a better team.
Right.
They have all the assets and resources and we don't. But let us get on the line, boy, and see if that factors in. I guarantee you it won't.
Wow.
Because Shannon Sharp got to be a different person than that other person.
Absolutely.
And he always was. That doesn't change when I change teams. That remains the same. That's how a legacy is built.
So
all of these shortcut takers, they canceled me for talking about Harvey Weinstein before the thing came out, but he yeah. Don't see.
All right, there you go. He goes on to expose that, but comedian Jim Gaffigan calls out Hollywood pedophiles in the Golden Globes video. Now, I never watched this. I wish I had seen this one, but comedian Jim Gaffigan called out Hollywood pedophiles at the Golden Globes on Sunday night before revealing the best performance in stand-up comedy on television. Gaffigan stated, "This is so exciting for me. The Golden Globes. I can't even believe I'm in the entertainment industry. I can't." Then he shared, "You know, it's so unlikely. I'm from a small town in Indiana, and I'm not even a pedophile." Now, the joke had Yeah, the joke had many stars in the crowd silent. There you go.
Yep. The silence, when they don't laugh at something sick, you know there's a reason, you know.
Yeah, the Democratic Party is just flush with pedophilia, isn't it?
Yeah. You can tell when it just it took all the air out of the room.
Yeah.
The truth hurts, but sometimes humor is sometimes the best way to bring up something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't play what we're going to do. We didn't play the end of that. The end of that, you had Megyn Kelly. Remember Megyn Kelly from Fox News?
Mm-hmm. She's got a podcast. She's quite popular still.
Yeah, and the end of that, she was saying that you're going to be hearing a lot more about Epstein, folks. And then she said, and you may be hearing from Epstein himself, and I can't say any more about it, okay? And that was interesting. So I'm wondering if she's talking about if they've discovered some tapes, some audio. There's a lot of people, you know, that are saying that wasn't Epstein that they found in that cell. They have pictures of the guy that they found in the cell, compared him with facial characteristics to Epstein. They may be close, but not exactly the same, according to these pictures. Now, these pictures that I have, how accurate they are, I don't know. But you can see definitely differences. Now, I can understand how Epstein, because he could look how everything happened in that cell. The guards just happened not to be watching it. The guards happened to fall asleep, whatever. All of these things happened.
Didn't work. They didn't follow the instructions to go by and check. I mean, there wasn't one procedure followed. One thing worked. That's almost impossible for that many things to happen at once.
Right. So if you were Epstein and you had all the evidence and all on all these big shots, and you had proof that they were molesting children, like he used to tell people, Slick Willie, Bill Clinton likes them young. The other thing, is up until tonight, we were the only ones that I knew of that were exposing that Hillary had been going to to Epstein's island. But not only that, her and Chelsea had been visiting on a regular basis his New Mexico ranch down there, where Satanism, where the governor of New Mexico is embracing Satanism. And so it's this is why we're going to be showing this film, showing you just how wicked it's become. The Silent Cry and Doers of the Word Church this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. But anyhow...
Well, depending on what news you go to, I've got 6 different stories on the new documents that were released. And there's new names, new things, and there's also some big claims that there are a lot of videos. And on the videos are Bill Clinton and... the prince and that other guy, the big business guy. I can't think of his name right offhand. It'll come to me. Anyway, some are trying to say Trump's involved, but they've got now photos of these young girls that are underage, and they're unsealing a bunch of documents that nobody's had time to read. And, okay, where is it here? Yeah, it was Richard Branson. They said that my friend had sexual intercourse with Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Richard Branson. 6 tapes, in fact, were filed on each separate occasion by Epstein, by Jeffrey. And it was interesting because the witnesses said that he made sure that he was never filmed, although he made sure he filmed everybody that had sex with a minor. So they've got some of these tapes, and they're going to be supposedly releasing those. So that could be the real proof of, you know, some of these people said, I didn't do anything, I wasn't there. There's tapes out there.
As far as Donald Trump goes... Action. As far as Donald Trump goes, here, Bob Unruh, the Gateway, or the World News Daily, Report F says Epstein files exonerate Trump. The Epstein files exonerate Trump. Now, I remember back around 2000 where Trump was being interviewed. And he was being interviewed because of his relationship. Remember, back then he was a Democrat with Bill and Hillary. They attended each other's weddings. And so what happened was they were asking Trump about Bill Clinton. What do you think, Bill Clinton? He said, well, he's a nice enough guy. And he said, but he needs to stay away from that island. That island is a very bad place. Very bad things happen there. He should stay away. If he's listening, stay away from that island, Bill. And so there you go. So then Epstein, they try to associate Epstein with Trump. Well, Trump had Epstein thrown out of
Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
Mar-a-Lago had him thrown out and banned for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, if you go to the London Daily Mail, they're trying to. One of the young girls is claiming that her friend had sex with Trump, and that Trump liked certain body parts she had. Blah blah, things I can't say on the radio. But out of many different stories, there's only one news reporting that Trump had, you know, any sex with any of the minors. And that's all hearsay that somebody said there. One of the girls said her friend was telling her about it. So, you know, people in situations like this are trying to make money, get fame and fortune. And I'm going to go with what you said. Those are the facts. Those are the things we heard Trump say and do. And I'll take those any day over hearsay of some girl that's in the middle of this mess trying to.
Well, here's what the article reads. A long list of documents originally assembled for Jeffrey Epstein-related lawsuit that later was settled had been released to the public for the first time. Reports suggest they exonerate President Donald Trump of any and all suspicions he was somehow involved in Jeffrey Epstein's sex schemes. A report in Trending Politics said more than 1,000 pages of the Epstein files have become public. Many names have been referenced in the document, including Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Alan Dershowitz, Donald Trump, just to name a few. Now, Alan Dershowitz had been to that island more than anybody else, I think. Report
right.
noted, however, that...
Judge.
The only reference to, The only reference to Trump in the entirety of all the documents appeared to clear him of any wrongdoing. There you go. So,
right. I'm saying all the ones I saw, except for if you go to Drudge, they have shock claim, Trump sex at Epstein mansion, many girls, blah, blah, blah. So the enemy is out. The long knives are out for Trump.
Well, it says here that
where the news source is.
It says here that the testimony from the documents show no evidence that Trump had ever visited Epstein's home or his island.
Right.
There you go. So
that's why we tell people you got to be careful where you get your news, what sources, because some of these sources will lie, say anything to get shock value. And later print a little small retraction that nobody ever sees. Oh, we apparently, you know, thought we had something and didn't, and then they just go on. And that's the way the other side works. They sling mud and then ignore it.
We're going to hear a little bit about a polar vortex. So, Ken, if you're ready, bring on the cold weather.
Well, major alert to share with you guys today, as 40 states are now about to be blasted and hit hard. In fact, they're stating about one in every four Americans are at risk. What is it that they're at risk of? Well, how about a polar vortex, extreme cold weather that is headed in our direction? Now, on top of all of this, why I really want to bring this to your attention is because the Biden administration has been doing everything in their power to prevent fossil fuels from powering our country. And as a result of that going more green, when we don't really have a strong enough system in the green area to do that regarding solar and battery and wind, well, because of that, we are now at massive risk of blackouts when this polar vortex arrives. And as you have seen in history's past, which I'm going to go over towards the end of this video, we absolutely have seen this before, and we could see that in the very near future. But let's start with what's going on with this vortex. Take a look here. This is on Axios.com. Polar vortex, extreme weather events set to slam the United States. And this was just posted hours ago. It goes on to state this. It says the next 2 weeks will feature multiple powerhouse storm systems and a polar vortex event that together will affect the U.S. from coast to coast, snarling travel, threatening lives, and causing a lot of damage. What we're watching? Well, there is also the prospect of a major Arctic outbreak hitting the lower 48 states beginning late this week. The frigid air is associated with a lobe of the tropospheric polar vortex that is slated to break off from its Arctic origins and blast southward. Like the coast-to-coast storms, it could affect much of the lower 48 states before temperatures are moderate again. Multiple computer models are projecting that extreme cold will be associated with this feature, with temperatures as frigid as 50 degrees Fahrenheit below average or more for mid-January in some spots. Now, what's interesting is what they say at the end of this article. And it says this, the bottom line, it will be difficult, they say, for federal, state, and local leaders to prepare for and recover from multiple storms and plunging temperatures. So here they're straight up admitting that they're not prepared for this. They don't really know how to handle it. And, you know, we don't know exactly how we could, quote unquote, recover from this. This is all at the federal, state, and local levels, according to this Axios article. Now, I want to show you the image of the 6 to 10 day temperature outlook. You can see this was published on January 6th, and they're projecting this through January 12th through the 16th. So those are some of the things. And then there's also this article on ABC, over 40 states under blizzard, wind, and snow or flood alerts as winter storms cross the country. And that was as of January 8th, 2024. And of course, we've got lots of chatter on this on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can see Summer stating that this could be 76 degrees Fahrenheit below climate normal there as well. And here's just some other chatter that people have been talking about this thing. But here's the bottom line here. We have massive amounts of storms coming to the United States through this polar vortex that's going to affect well over half the United States in these really cold temperatures. Now, because of the Biden administration, our energy efficiency has gone really down the tubes. And as a result, under Joe Biden, we have gotten blackout after blackout after blackout. Here's some of the reminders on that as a quick reminder. Here's what happened, right, during the cold winter Texas blackouts. This was in the year 2021, but here it is. This is on The Guardian. Why the Texas cold weather caused huge blackouts, a visual explainer. Then we also have this, the Great Texas Freeze through February 11th, through the 20th of 2021, and this caused a lot of blackouts there in Texas. And here's one from 2022, by the way. This is on VOA. Massive winter storm brings rolling blackouts and power outages, and this was on as of 2022. So we saw rolling blackouts in 2021 and in 2022, and I do predict, since we have been screwing over our electrical grid here in the United States of America, we're absolutely going to see these power outages again. And I really hope, if you guys are in some of these colder areas, that you guys are ready for this. Hopefully you have some kind of backup generator. And by the way, I am bringing on a new sponsor because I am chilled about what's going on. And we're going to have a new product through LumoPal with these backup generators. So keep an eye out for that. That's going to be coming up within the next week or so. But here's the thing. Right now, they're stating that 1 in 4 people are at risk in the United States. And here, this is on electricrates.com. 1 in 4 Americans are at risk. Here's how to weather winter blackouts. And here's an actual warning from November 2023 warning us that this could very well happen Watchdog has grim wet winter warning. There may be blackouts. North American Reliability Corp, or NARC, says as much as two-thirds of the United States could experience blackout in peak weather. Now, I want to hit the pause button here because never before have we had such blackouts here in the United States of America during these weather extremes. It started suddenly when they started going really heavy on solar power, wind, battery, and these green initiatives. Now, if you want to go green, great, I'm all for that. But let's make sure we have a reliable grid so people can actually have energy and what they need and electricity during these times of blackouts. But Democrats don't seem to care about that at all, at least our leadership, and are leaving many of us vulnerable when things like polar vortexes strike. And if you've noticed, ever since the Biden administration has gotten in, things have gotten progressively worse regarding our power grid.
All righty, we are back. And Joe, do you remember Liz Cheney?
Oh, yes, I know her. She is, she can't, Rhino isn't good enough for her. She's a communist in Republican clothing or something like that, right?
Well, guess what? The committee, her committee, January 6th, that group of communists, hardcore communists that were there, deleted and destroyed interviews with top Secret Service official Robert Engel that likely would have totally exonerated President Trump. Investigative journalist Julie Kelly joined Steve Bannon on the War Room to discuss the likely illegal actions taken by the fraudulent and politicized January 6th committee. The select committee destroyed several testimonies, including a testimony and video of the top Secret Service officials report Engel from Trump administration. So here, all of these reports, you know, that they were talking about how Trump was going to come up there, he was going to march up to the Capitol. They have the Secret Service report said, now, none of this stuff that they were accusing Trump of doing did he do. And so it's, all of that's in the report here. Jack Smith's 45-page indictment against Donald Trump. By the way, did you know that Jack Smith was not even, he is not legally even a prosecutor. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw an article that one of the things that Trump is suing, saying he's not qualified to be there.
He's not. And
there's two or three things there. I couldn't remember.
A number of former attorney generals have filed a lawsuit against Smith and the so-called Justice Department because he was not, first of all, Congress has to appoint him. Merrick Garland could not legally appoint him as a special counsel. He couldn't do that.
Well, they don't care about the Constitution. We already heard Nancy Pelosi say, you know, the states can do whatever they want to. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. And Joe Biden was told by the Supreme Court he couldn't forgive the student loan thing, so he found three different ways to go around the Supreme Court ruling and started forgiving student loans. And I mean, this administration just totally ignores the Constitution. So,
well, not only that, but Joe, do you notice that what that means is that all these people that were convicted of crimes under Jack Smith's they've got a major lawsuit. They have to be released.
I would hope so. I haven't heard anybody filing it yet, but I hope it catches on quickly.
Yep. So this is crucial. We have been calling for this for months. I know that Representative Laudermilk said that the subcommittee would accelerate the investigation into the J6 committee and other related issues. So a number of them, and remember what I said, everybody on that committee should be in that dirty jail, in that filthy, dirty jail where the Patriots are at.
Exactly, because one, they didn't follow any of the rules, regulations. They didn't allow the Republicans to pick any of the committee members. They didn't allow certain testimonies. They didn't allow certain witnesses, rebuttal. I mean, Everything that's happened has been just a total joke, a rejection. A republic, our constitutional republic, is rule of law, laws that do not change. And what has this administration and the January 6th committee done? They've totally thrown out all the rule of law. They've made it whatever they want it to be. And that makes us a banana republic, a socialist democracy, a communist nation, you name it. But constitutional republic, not so.
All right, I'll name it. Welcome to God's World. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome to God's World.
To God's World.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living.
For you and I, that he was crucified.
All right. That's why you want to make it to heaven, folks. Believe me, you really do. We'll talk more about that later, but billionaire Hyatt Hotels executive chairman Thomas Pritzker from the leftist Pritzker family, named in Epstein case documents. In recent developments surrounding the case of the late financier Jeffrey Epstein, several prominent individuals have been named in the court documents. Among them are Tom Pritzker, the executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels, obviously former President Bill Clinton, former Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz, the British family Prince Andrew, pop icon Michael Jackson, Stephen Hawkins. Stephen Hawkins, wasn't he that atheist?
Yep, he is.
Okay. Thomas Pritzker, the executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels, has been named as the set of recently unredacted legal documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. The deposition, part of the 2016 defamation lawsuit against Ghislaine Maxwell, includes testimony from Epstein's victims. One, Virginia Guffrey, where she mentioned Pritzker among several other high-ranking individuals. In the 2016 legal deposition, unredacted this week, Guffrey was questioned about her relations with Pritzker when asked, "How many times had you had sex with Pritzker?" Guffrey replied, "I believe I was with Tom once." Guffrey's testimony did not suggest the Epstein of that Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's associate, had directed a specific encounter. Anyhow, Pritzker's net worth is $6.2 million in the Hyatt Hotels, I guess he says. The family's business achievements include the sale of Mormon Group to Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway for $4.5 billion. There you go.
Yeah, I can't count that high. I do want to back up to something. You did that bit on the weather, the cold weather coming. And the story came out about a week ago in Clear Wire, Real Clear Wire. Trouble ahead, grid infrastructure, a relic of the 50s and 60s. Our electric grid is getting very old, and there's a large portion of it that has not been upgraded and is being overwhelmed. The existing lines, a lot of stuff where the network, most of it was constructed during the 50s and 60s and are reaching the end of their lifespan. And this is right about the time when we're adding all these new electric charging stations. Biden wants to, is putting out $1 billion to buy new buses, electric buses all over America. And he's sending out different places across the country, sending them money to buy the buses, build the charging stations. And the government says, oops, there's some problems with this. It's a very complicated thing. The inspector general is saying this bus program, you know, isn't going to work, delays, because we have to put in all these charging stations. They're expensive. It takes special wiring, especially for bigger things to charge buses. So here we have cold weather coming. Our grid is old. It's wearing out. We're adding load to it as fast as the Biden administration can spend billions of dollars. And, I wonder, could you possibly see any problem coming with, you know, adding a huge amount of load to an old system that's wearing out and running down? We haven't fixed the grid, but we are adding the demand to it times, you know, what, 10? It's going to be interesting, Pastor.
Yeah. All right. It is. Again, you know, America, Joe, America is standing in the shadow of a holy and just God. Abortion was the leading cause of death worldwide for the fifth consecutive year. Joe, the abortion stats for 23 are in. They make a very, very grim reading. The Christian Post reported that abortion was the leading cause of death worldwide in 2023, topping infectious diseases and cancer. Approximately 44.46 million babies were murdered in the womb over the course of 2023, making fifth executive year which abortion was the world's largest cause of death. Joe, here, you have to understand, the Lord Jesus says, suffer my little children to come to me. And then what does he say? He said, you'd be better off to have a millstone hung around your neck and drowned, or better off if you'd never been born to harm one of these little ones. Somewhere, you see, people don't understand. They really don't make a difference. If they think something is legal, then it's lawful. I actually had a prissy preacher one day, and he regretted doing that, tell me that as long as abortion was legal, he would never protest against it, and because Romans 13 said he couldn't do that. Well, I let him know very, very clearly that that's not what Romans 13 says, just the opposite. And I told him, I said, I'll never find you doing anything it takes any courage or integrity or honor to do. And he, you know, with that, the funny part was that this guy left. I hadn't seen him in years. He lost a lot of weight. And the next time I saw him, I didn't even recognize him. And he didn't recognize me, because I had a tendency to get older. And he didn't realize it, that I was speaking at a Patriot event, and he came there, and he just came over and sat down by me and introduced himself. And I says, I know who you are. And when he saw that, his eyes got big because I had nailed him, in fact, live on the air on a couple of occasions because he betrayed me. He had come in like he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And when he had the opportunity to betray us, he did. But anyhow, here they don't get it. People don't understand, Joe, that God means what he says. And our sewers in this country, America, from coast to coast, has run red with the blood of innocent children, you see? Now, remember what he said about how Adam's blood cried out to him from the grave?
Yes. You're going to think in that exactly.
I'm not Adam. I mean Abel's. Abel's. I'm an Abel,
yeah. Yeah.
Just think of the sound of 44 million just in 1 year, okay, crying out from him. And so America is standing in the shadow of a holy and a just God, and a holy and a just God must punish sin. America has become worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, Joe.
Well, that phrase right out of Genesis 4, and he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. All through Scripture, there's so many verses, thou shall not, must not, cannot, will not shed innocent blood. And what can be more innocent than the blood of an unborn child? And God, every child, God knows their names, felt their pain, and has taken them home to be with him. So he knows what this world has done. He has the children, fortunately, in heaven. That's the only thing that keeps me sane, I think, is knowing when they kill these children, they get to go to be with Jesus. But the people down here don't realize God's got every one of them, and he knows who did what to whom. And he gets angrier by the day. And it said, what is anger? There's a limit to it.
Well, when his cup of indignation is filled, yeah, he's long-suffering, but he's not slack concerning judgment, is he?
No. It will come, and it will come when he wants it to come, when he feels like it should be delivered, so...
Yeah.
We don't know, but I'm getting the feeling it's getting ready to get a lot worse.
Yeah, you can almost feel it, can't you?
Yeah, almost. It's just looking at the statistics of the world as it's falling apart, the sin, the anger, the hatred. It's got to be coming pretty soon.
Yep. All righty.
One quick story, if we got...
Go ahead.
One of the states out there, Pennsylvania, they're reporting from the life story out there. Half of all the abortion facilities in Pennsylvania failed a state health inspection last year, 2023, and which may put the majority of women receiving elective abortions at risk. We didn't learn much. What was it, about 10 years ago in that state? There you had the Philadelphia abortionist, Kermit Gosnell, sent to prison because of his House of Horrors, where he murdered children that survived abortions. And anyway, I've got a list of stuff, but just failure to have a sanitary environment for the storage of human pathology waste. They didn't clean up their... it goes on and on. Failure to document informed consent for minors, failure to document abortionist credentialing, no measures in place to prevent cross-contamination and different parts, biohazard bags found in a freezer, it's sickening. I can't even finish it. But we've done this for years. We've reported before. Most veterinary clinics have cleaner standards. The helpers in a veterinary clinic are more highly trained than the people at a planned predator center. And yet people still think this is a wonderful place, a great thing to happen. And yet the filth, the destruction, the lack of standards in healthcare, and just the environment alone. I wouldn't take my dog to be, you know, fixed at a place that was that dirty and filthy.
Well, Joe, Pennsylvania's got nothing to be proud of when it comes to, they've had a long history. And, you know, let me tell you, too, the requirements that they have in those abortion mills are less than any normal, any actual medical facility. And so Pennsylvania's got a very, very, very shameful record when it comes to that. And again, a lot of people don't understand. The Bible says for these women out there that are planning an abortion, whether you do it with a pill or whatever, God's word, the Bible says, if you do that, you deserve to die. Listen, you deserve to die. Now, here, again, a lot of them are dying a lot more than people know. I know out there fighting that battle for all of these for over 50 years, I've come across many cases, okay, where these women went in there to kill their children and never came out, okay? But, again, God considers this a horrible, horrible crime. It's murder, okay? And if you think, well, they call it a woman's right, reproductive rights. Well, listen, let me tell you something. Those fools, first of all, there is no reproductive right to kill a child. No one has the right to kill a child. Those fools at NBC, ABC, CBS, and all of the others, the entire Democratic Party, they are lying to you. And let me tell you something. You people that don't repent, you go and you kill your babies. You know, Joe, the highest rate of suicide amongst any group of people are these young women that have killed their babies.
You're exactly right.
They are seven times more likely to commit suicide than one of their peers that hasn't killed their baby. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, huh?
Exactly. My wife and I were on the board of a large crisis pregnancy center maternity home for many years, and we did a lot of counseling with a lot of these women, and there was a lot of cutting, alcoholism, abuse. They hated themselves. They were trying to self-punish, suicide attempts. We've seen it all.
And yeah, we have. You know what? We're running out
really
of time.
True.
We're running out of time. How much time do I have there, Ken? And so it's at that time, Joe, that we come to every night at this time, where we actually talk about, you know, we were just talking about those people. Again, I think there's a special hot place in hell, and there, believe me, folks, hell is real. And I've known that these abortionists, many of them end up there, okay? And so, and these young women that are unrepentant, or those that kill themselves out of the guilt, okay, because of that. This is why, guess what, Joe? If they get saved, they're not very likely to kill their babies, are they?
No, they are not. And fortunately, many of those women that have had an abortion have repented and been saved, gotten their lives back together, and they speak out strongly against abortion. I'll tell you, the ones that I've met,
really are strongly
against it.
Some of the strongest pro-lifers are those because they realize what they've done. And again,
only by the grace of God did they escape hellfire.
I remember one day I came home. I remember exactly 10 o'clock because as I walked in the back door, the phone rang. I picked it up, and it was a woman named Linda. She says, "You don't remember me, but I remember you exactly this time, exactly 10 years ago today, that I was at the preterm abortion mill, And you told me that if I killed my baby, I would not have a good night's sleep for the rest of my life. I would hear that baby crying. And she said, it's been 10 years, and you've been right every single night. And unless you can give me a good reason, this is it. This is my last night. I have to end it tonight. Well, I told her to come to church, and some of those women you referred to that had abortions and repented of it were there, and they sat and they counseled with her too, and she repented and received the Lord as her Savior. But anyhow, folks, I'm going to tell you out there, all of you out there listening, in fact, probably some tonight they're listening right now, might not be here tomorrow. I know that all across this world, many, many millions of people that are here right now tonight will not be here tomorrow. That's right. There'll be a lot of new people in the world, but a lot of old ones are going to die. And not so many. And the vast majority, probably 99%, have no intentions on dying tonight, but it's not their call. And what's going to happen, see, it's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. And for some of us, it's a new beginning. We call it graduating. We go on to something much better. For others, it's a horrible, horrible thing when they die in their sin. Now you say, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, I can tell you this, for sure you will. There's absolutely no chance at all that you won't, folks. You can believe what you want, but I'll tell you what you will believe. Because there's no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Everyone that's in heaven or hell believe, folks. And so here's what you do. You don't have to end up in hell. You don't. God gave you a get-out-of-hell-free card. His Son died in your place. God the Father put God the Son upon the cross. He died in your place upon that cross. And here's what the Lord Jesus said. He's the one that did it for you. He said for you to call upon the Father and pray in his name and ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And ask, and then once you've done that, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, to come into your life. And he says he's got to be first and foremost above everything. And if you do that, God will always honor that commitment. He will always honor that commitment. And then, once that happens, you will become a new creature, a new believer, an heir of the kingdom. Now, you've got God's word on it, see? And then you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Again, you've got God's word on this. And does God always keep his word, Joe?
Always, always.
How much time do I have?
Forever.
How much? 1 minute? All right. Well, anyhow, we're down to a minute. So, again, you folks out there, believe me, you need to do that, and I would do it tonight. Get on your knees, pray to the Father. God's listening. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. It will be the most important thing you have ever done. You will never do anything that will mean as much to you as that. Well, I guess we've got about 30 seconds left. Joe.
Those of us that have been born again, the change has been wonderful. The peace, the joy, the happiness, the change in you that happens when you become born again is incredible. And
we got to say good night. Say good night. Then we got to say, as we do every night, all you folks out there listening, God bless.
God bless.
And then we always say, always, always, always. Always. Keep
fighting
the
fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.rwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.